There is an amazing concert coming up, and I want to send you to the website right now, soundstreams.ca, soundstreams.ca, because it's Water Passion, and it's all about a take on the form of the passion by the award-winning composer Tan Dunn, whose music you might know from Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon, Hero. He has imagined Bach's great masterpiece by employing dramatically lit water bowls that adorn the stage and are played as an instrument in the performance, using water as a sound and symbol transition. And this piece explores the themes of birth, death, and resurrection. It is an amazing cast, and I have the helmsman here with us today. David Follis, good afternoon and welcome.
Hi, Kerry. Nice to be back again.
Nice to see you here. Now, you're going to be the helmsman, in
well,
fact.
Well, yes. There's a lot of bells and whistles.
No. Your job is, your hands are full.
That's right.
That's for darn sure.
There's a full choir 21, 24 singers arranged, plus three percussionists spread out, and they all, as always, have, you know, I don't know, 20 instruments to play, including, as you just mentioned, these fabulous creations by Tan Dunn of water instruments. There's a bowl, and they sometimes just use their hands. Then they'll put a salad bowl upside down and kind of go on the bowl,
right.
All the while the water's sounding.
Right.
There's a fabulous thing called the water phone,
yes,
which is in the show, plus the usual array of timpani and gongs and cymbals and various things, including, not surprisingly, Chinese cymbals, strange sounds, mm-hmm, for some of our ears, and virtuoso violinist, virtuoso cellist, virtuoso soprano soloist, virtuoso baritone soloist.
This is not your average concert in Toronto, not by a long
shot,
is it?
The piece was commissioned in 2000, which was a big Bach year, mm-hmm, and his instruction was, do whatever you like, inspired by Bach's St. Matthew Passion.
Very good.
And he did a very different take on it. It's not, you don't hear Bach particularly, although there's sort of like chorales like you hear in the Bach, mm-hmm, St. Matthew. Mm-hmm. But he decided this water theme was going to really be his inspiration.
Right.
In fact, he starts the evening as with the baptism of Jesus, which has not really any place in the Passion.
In the
story,
Passion.
But of course, it's water.
John the Baptist.
Exactly. And the baptism of Jesus. And the ending is a beautiful, everyone goes to the bowls at the end, and all you hear as the piece fades away is there's the sound of like dripping on your roof or something. It's just, mm-hmm, a lovely, mm-hmm, gentle sound. I mean, there's some very dramatic moments.
The Passion as itself is a difficult subject. That's a hard go.
It is. And he treats it very dramatically. Every, mm-hmm, movement, you know, in the Garden of Gethsemane, when, mm-hmm, Jesus feels he's been betrayed by all his disciples, the mocking of Jesus. And, you know, again, Tan Dunn is... I don't think he's a Christian particularly, but he understands the drama at this, mm-hmm, story. So you don't have to believe in the story to feel...
Oh, it's magnificent literature.
Indeed, indeed. And the way he has the choir mocking Jesus, mm-hmm, and shouting at him, and actually he asks at one point that they spit, you know, with shame, mm-hmm, and spitting out of the Messiah. Mm-hmm.
Well, they shoot out their lips.
Exactly.
Yes.
They just do the spitting, but it ends very beautifully. There is a kind of sense of... Not exactly. Maybe it's resurrection. It's at least hopeful, and that, you know, everything, no matter how difficult, how horrible, it will pass, and there will be another, a new dawn.
Well, Tan Dunn, like many a fine composer, is capable of the whole palette of human emotions.
Indeed, he is.
Now, you've had meetings with him.
I was conducting in New York just after New Year's, and I went to his office. Now, I actually didn't meet him. I was hoping to, but he was in the throes of finishing a composition, and he goes back to China when he wants to compose to get away from it all. But he has a lovely little place in New York, and he had people because this is one of the first times that someone who hasn't really been associated with him has done the piece. And it's very theatrical, too, you know, to see the players having to play these things.
We were talking before the microphones got live, you know, there's something to see as well as
indeed,
to hear.
Indeed, there's lighting cues and effects, and these bowls are lit from beneath.
Mm-hmm.
You know how beautiful it is to shine a light in water on its own. It's just a magical effect. And then when you play the water and the light sort of ripples and reflects around, it's a magical experience of many senses.
Now, I have a question because I haven't gotten through, and I'm confessing this publicly, so this will just be our little secret.
Uh-oh.
Is this the premiere, or is this not the premiere? This is a Canadian premiere.
Canadian premiere.
That's what it is.
Yeah,
that's right. Okay.
Yes. Oh, no, it was, as I said, it was written in 2000. It was a big Bach year, and it's been done many places now. It's been done in China, in his home country. It's been done many times in the States. But as far as we know, this is its Canadian premiere.
If you could tell anybody listening why he, she should attend this, what would you tell them?
It's the sounds and the story are magical. There's a great range. It's like seeing a great drama on TV or something. You know, you get taken on a journey. You get taken through a story, and there's ups and downs. And you'll hear some new sounds that I say you've never heard before on the
concert
stage.
Something new. Yes, something new.
Right.
Imagine that. The website to visit is soundstreams.ca. And we're how many days away from this performance now?
This Friday.
Friday.
Yep.
So do it now, folks. Get on the internet, soundstreams.ca. It's going to be an amazing performance. Thank you so much, David. Come anytime.
Thanks, Kerry. Nice to be here.